Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're having another show here of healing. And hopefully you're all going to enjoy the show. This is the show which is basically dedicated to you, to get you more into your body. This is the main energy that we put out and bring in to help you do healings. So remember, if you're not in your body, who is? That's the first thing to remember. And, you know, where are you when you're not here? That's another one. That gets kind of, mind-bending at times, you know, wondering, geez, am I somewhere else on a different planet or what's going on? So basically, the way the light works, and it may not work that way here because the dark side is controlling everything to a certain extent, but on other planets, maybe we'll just say other universes, let's put it that way, you only have one life in the now, and you don't do parallel lives. You don't go out and have other beings coming to you, other dimensions and frequencies. They're not allowed to come to that planet. Because what happens is, if you start getting sidetracked on other experiences other than what you're doing, you know, in the now on that planet, then you start diluting your energies out. So you've all known people who maybe on this planet here are kind of like airy fairy, and they daydream a lot, and they maybe do astral traveling, and they go here and there. Well, that really is not what you're supposed to be doing. Or going out of their body, traveling maybe to Mars or the moon or whatever, and seeing things there. Or going up on extraterrestrial spaceships, going into different areas, different realms of consciousness. So that is not allowed in the light to do that, because you're only supposed to have one light in the now. And you go to a given experience, which is wherever you choose to go to, into some type of life form, a body, and your spirit is there to help that body, in a sense, evolve, but mainly to express creativity, to bring forth, information to that life form as to how it chooses to live and be, and to also help that life form do its healing process if it needs that. But you don't go out into many, many lifetimes. That's the big misnomer, which I think is being taught now with most of the New Age philosophies, is that you're a multidimensional being. Well, yes, in one sense that is true. You have one life, and then after that life no longer exists, and you go to your next life. You don't go to 100 lifetimes at once, thinking that you're this great person experiencing everything out there in the universe, and this is only one of your experiences. So that's not true, although what is true here is that we have parallel lives, and the parallel lives are from the dark side, and unfortunately, they take us and want to use our spirit energy in these lifetimes. Remember, typical Earth life here is not necessarily a large bowl of cherries. It has some hardship to it, and traumas and dramas. So what happens is when you start to get involved with emotional energies, which are earth-based energies, not the divine energies. The divine, remember, everything is perfect. Everything is in the light, and there's no hardship. And down here, it's kind of almost the opposite, okay? So what happens when you get involved with traumas and densities, worry, anger, etc., the different emotions that we experience here, including when you laugh a lot, the dark side takes the energy. They don't care if it's positive or negative. They really depend on the negative, which goes through a lot of people here, so that you're always having a poor or awful life because of situations around you. And when they take the energy away from you, that's what they live on. So that's basically what happens, is they're living on our emotional energies. And so they said, gee, you know, if you only have one life right now, we can only get so much energy out of you. Well, let's put you off on parallel universes here and or parallel lifetimes. And we'll just clone and make identical Earth planets that look like this one here. And we'll make, say, 2,000 of them. And now we're going to have you fabricated. Take your physical body, your exact age, and now you're over there in this body. And your spirit then goes into it, thinking that it needs to. Remember, when you're not here, where are you? Okay? So just think of you being turned off and then on and then off and on. Now, when I say the word off, where are you in the off state? Well, nobody knows, really, because we don't have that consciousness here. We don't have a way to really see and stop time when you're not here to actually view where you are. So, and that's probably blocked out from us, okay? So then the dark side steals you, puts you into a couple thousand parallel lifetimes, and it could be worse in this place, okay? Or it could be identical. And all of a sudden you have all these traumas associated with you, and they just love that because now your poor spirit is out there with this divine energy feeding the body that it's in to give it life force, along with you here. So you get kind of diluted out. And you can also bring back the illnesses, the traumas of those lifetimes into your present reality here. And this is what can be read from readers as a past life in people. They can read that energy, thinking that it's what you've experienced yourself, maybe your spirit, maybe your body. Remember, you don't know what they're reading. Are they reading your spirit energy or are they reading your body energy when you have a reading, okay? And also, during the same process, are you actually, always here or not? And you're probably not always here. So when you're not here, where are you? That's what I'm trying to get to. And if you're in those parallel universes, you know, that's where you get the deja vu. So maybe you have this script that you're following. This is why I use the word your horoscope. Your astrological chart, your natal chart, how the dark side has programmed your physical body to behave a certain way through cordings, through energies. Remember, they have like the remote control box on you, and your body's down here attempting to follow a script. And they use the word attempting because you can't get out of that, okay? But most people are unconscious, which you may know and understand. Just think of your friends around you. And a lot of them, they just live a life that's, you know, kind of routine, same thing every day. And they think that's the way life is supposed to be. They're not very spontaneous. And when you're not spontaneous, then you're not using your spiritual energy. You're just kind of caught up in the web, the matrix, the mind control. And life goes on for you each day. You give your energy away unknowingly because you're not taught to keep it. And at that point, the dark side likes taking it. They create more problems for you, more traumas, more dramas. And they live on that energy. So you have a deja vu pattern come up, and maybe you're experiencing that a couple milliseconds earlier, and you go, wow, I think I've been here before. I think this happened to me. What happened, you know? Or maybe you see yourself, for instance, on a really negative aspect. Maybe you're driving your car, and all of a sudden you get a flash of this car accident, which you're involved in. So instantly you say, you catch on to that and you go, okay, I'm just going to pull over to the side of the road. So you pull over to the side of the road, and lo and behold, you say, gee, if I would have drove another 100 feet, this car would have come out of nowhere and hit me. And I managed to get that awareness. So for that, it's kind of good, but you're actually doing that accident in a parallel lifetime, but you actually caught yourself because you saw it, okay? And that's just having more of your awareness here. So that's a good thing, to have that awareness. But the bad thing is, in that parallel life, you got into a car wreck, okay? So maybe you broke your shoulder. So your spirit now comes back to you with a broken shoulder because it's not healed naturally, and the body's not healed, and you start having a problem with your shoulder maybe in the next week, wondering why that's happened to you. Or maybe all of a sudden you feel a bruise on your body. I'm sure we have people listening who have woke up in the mornings, and all of a sudden they go, man, I got this black and blue mark on me. Or maybe my ribs hurt. Wonder what happened. What did I do last night, you know? You know, what did I do the day before to cause this? You start scratching your head and you go, I didn't do anything. How did this happen to me? Well, you had an accident someplace on a parallel life. Your spirit came into your body with that injury. And your body all of a sudden resonated with it. And it starts to occur with you. So what we're going to do first here, we normally do entity clearings. But I want to go into parallel lives here. This is kind of where this talk wants to go. The light ship is doing all the orchestrating here. I'm just in the present moment. So here we go. They're going to help you out of, they want to do three parallel lives for you. So what they want you to do is to focus on an incident that you dealt with in the last week, okay, the last 7 days. It could be anything. And they're going to take you out of that parallel life. And what they're going to show you is that parallel life that you experienced maybe within a week ago could be giving you pain right now in your body. or given you bad thoughts. Maybe you had all of a sudden developed a fear of something, okay, which you never had before, but it got transmitted down to you, back to you from your spirit, because it now is suffering from this. So we're going to first do a healing on your spirit from these lives, and then we're going to bring you back into this current reality here. So it'll be two separate clearings, so you can feel the difference on these two. So the difference is, the first is a spirit clearing for the traumas, and then the second part is going to be taking you out of those lifetimes, okay? Remember, these are fabricated lifetimes from the darkness. And like I mentioned earlier, in the light, you only have one life right now in this moment. And the one life is in the light. And let me turn this off here. There we go. And the life that you have is strictly divine. And here we don't have that 100% because of the darkness here. So sit back and relax. Here we go. We're going to clear your spirit now of these traumas for the last 7 days. And these will be out of three parallel lifetimes. So 7 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, we'll call it 7 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'd like you to just to kind of do a body scan here, see how you feel. You should feel a little more energy as your spirit's being returned to you right now. And again, you know, look for aches and pains, situations. And your spirit now that brought you those energies, remember, is clearing itself out in your body because the other parts that are here know about these traumas, and now it's helping you do some healing work. So you're actually regaining your spiritual energy back. And now we're going to take you as like a soul retrieval away from these three parallel lives here. So here we go. The first life being returned. There we go. Second life returned. And third life returned. So I'll put some music on. Just kind of relax. See how you feel. Sense the energy. Do a body scan. Talk to your spirit here. And you might want to walk around. Twist a little bit. We're back in about a minute. Tell you some of the benefits of having this clearing of parallel lives. Most people that talk with me who have had this clearing, and it takes about an hour to do, they always tell me that all of a sudden they have no more dreaming. The dreams basically go away. I won't say it's 100% with everybody, but for most people, they do get released. And what happens is you're no longer in those areas. You can still, you know, always go back. So you want to, since you know about parallel life, you can always tell your spirit not to do that any longer. And then from there, more than likely, it could probably help you. You may have enough horsepower with you if you're in your body enough to prevent that. But if for some reason you get enticed or you get corded or connected in these lifetimes over again by the dark side, by them forcing their you know, will on you, then you could probably, you know, get sucked back into a few of them. But once you get these things released out of you, which could be 1,000 to, you know, a few thousand of these, then all of a sudden your whole life changes and you get your spiritual energy back to you. Just remember, when you're not here, where are you? You know, lights on, nobody home. We're going to do an entity release here. So entities are kind of, in a sense, under the same heading, we'll say, of way things happen. This is entities control you, and it's much like the parallel lives, which are not as obvious, okay? Everybody has probably seen spirits floating around or ghosts, and these are normally emotional bodies of people who've passed on. Or you walk into a room and all of a sudden the hair on your arm or back of your neck stands up and you go, wow, you know, what's happening here? This doesn't feel good to me. Well, it's because your body sensed something. And they're all over the place. If you you probably already know this, but you could just watch a cat. And the cats are very, very in tune. And just watch them. They'll start looking at something, tracking something in the room, you know. And you go, wow, what are they looking at, you know? Along with young children. But cats are a good indication of what's going on. If a cat leaves your room all of a sudden, you know that something's happening that it doesn't like. Okay? And it could be an entity not liking cats also. But I'm going to do an entity release here. And entities are emotional bodies, typically of people who passed on. And the reason why they're still here is because somehow the dark side, I think, severed the connection to the earth spirit, in a sense, so that they're not being returned. So I am working with this energy off and on here, finding out how the life chip can help the earth spirit to release these, because it was the creation of the earth spirit, but it's not, in a sense, being allowed to collect these energies back. Another way to say it, which may not be quite as nice, but it's... the earth spirit is not responsible for collecting its energy source back, and the reason is that it's probably either unconscious in that area or there's something else going on that it needs help with, okay? And the reason why we have an emotional body is to sample love on this planet, and that would resonate directly to the earth spirit. So you can sort of see, in a sense, as the earth spirit attempts to connect with us, all that we're giving the earth spirit now is trauma, because your emotional body carries trauma. And maybe that's why it doesn't want it back. Maybe it's overloaded too much anyway. And it goes, man, I created something here that got way out of hand, and I don't want to actually suffocate with all this trauma. So these bodies that we clear normally with sample clearings, etc., and I do quite a few of them, anger body, fear bodies, sensory body. There's other ones which I do. But these bodies actually are built into you or have been brought to you by the earth spirit so that the physical body that you have will not be destroyed by these negative energies coming into it, okay? So these are like a buffer, like a sponge, and they get clogged up of just stuff. And all this stuff basically boils down to only one thing, which is judgment, which is the mind control. So this is why, like I talk about your spirit not being in your body fully, and the reason is because of the judgment energy is pushing it out, and the divine is strictly love. And like I say, during ascension time, there's no more mind energy, and that's the darkness. So that's the main thing, you know, is to get rid of the judgment so that you can have your spirit more fully with you. And I'll just go on a little bit further here, which I worked with a gentleman years ago doing an emotional clearing on him. And if you've had this clearing, you know about it. If you haven't, I go from your current age, whatever that would be, in this moment, because the light only works in the now, and then we go back to conception. So I'm doing this gentleman, and I'm thinking that he's probably about 45 years of age. So I'm doing it, and we get down to his younger years, and we're probably in the early 20s. And all of a sudden, there's no charges at all on, I think, probably 2 or 3 years. And I go, well, this is really, really strange. I've never seen this before, not having any traumas at all, any, you know, charges of trauma in your body with these times. So this is strange, but I had to keep going with the healing to finish it. So I get all the way down with the clearing, and he's kind of giggling and laughing. And I asked him, I says, I've never seen this ever before with somebody not having a charge in these years. I says, I know that it can happen once in a while, maybe within a short time, maybe a month or so, in somebody who's really, really overstressed. And the grace energy, for some reason, will come in and help you and take away those charges. But for him, you know, he's laughing kind of a little bit, you know, and I said, what happened in these years? You know, I'm really curious. And he goes, well, Ron, I was in a monastery. And I go, oh, okay, that proves it. Because what happened was, naturally, when you're in a monastery, everything's being done for you. You're not in touch with the outside world, so to speak. And you don't have any stress. So all those judgments that he would normally have had living in the real world, you know, he didn't have them because he didn't experience them. So his emotional body had no charges on it. So getting back now to entities, we're going to start taking more of these away from you now. And here we go. We're going to bring you more into your body. And we have to do like what you might want to call a soul retrieval. I use the word spirit mostly. And we're going out to the light ship is trying to find you. And I guess the word trying is probably more correct here than looking for you, because if you happen to be in a dark side universe, they may not ever find you. This is why you don't want to do any weird practices. You know, get connected to the darkness energies, because you could get lost for your whole life. You could lose part of your spirit fragment and never get collected ever again throughout the experience, you know, of the light that you are. This is why Jesus said not to go outside of yourself, you know, for, you know, the spiritual information. This is why I said the kingdom is within. And as you hear more of these programs, you're going to really understand what I'm talking about here. It's just the words don't always make sense to a lot of people, and the meaning on it, you know, kind of might go over your head the first few times. And once you really understand that, you know, you don't want to do anything outside of yourself. Let your spirit be the gateway to the divine, who you really are, and that's in your heart center. Your heart center will never never lead you astray. And any energies that you bring to yourself, you want to come into the heart center. So here you come into your body. Your spirit knows how to come in. It's done it, you know, probably zillions of times before. So we're going to count to 10 to command the energy into your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So it should feel a little more heavier in your body. You might feel your body being worked with now, which means that you may have tingles or warmth. And that just is an indication to you that you have energy flowing where maybe you didn't have it before. So your spirit now is actually able to help to heal the body, which is its main responsibility for being here on the earth plane in a physical body. I'm going to do a chakra alignment here. And see, Kyle wrote about being struck with lightning. Yeah, I would probably assume, and I'm probably correct here, that being struck with lightning actually deprograms, like a big electromagnet will say, erases, your cellular imprinting, okay? So it's like remember the old days when we had tape recorders, you had like what was known as a bulk eraser. If you know about that, you know that you'd put your maybe your cassette or a reel-to-reel tape on this large alternating current electromagnet, we'll say. And since it's being turned off and on and off and on and off and on, you put it on there and it starts to buzz, you know. And the buzzing just means that it's connecting with all the particles on the tape. And you spin the tape around a few times, and it erases the tape. So, yes, that would be very similar to being struck with lightning. So it gets rid of that genetic imprinting. So I'm not really saying to go out, you know, with the lightning rod, you know, when you have thunder and lightning bolts to try to get struck so that you can get yourself erased, because it could do more than that to you. But anyway, and that's probably why people who do get struck with lightning have a different consciousness, because maybe they're not running that energy, you know, of that past genetic imprinting completely, okay? But here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment here. And we always go to the heart center first. Remember, the spirit needs to heal you, so we go to that area. Always number one here. So here we go. So heart chakra, this would be your fourth chakra. We only go to your sixth chakra, and then we go to the, you know, one through six, basically, get them all cleared. So here we go. Heart chakra, throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Do an opening now for you. I'll use the word spin to increase the size of your heart chakra. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Go back down to your power chakra beneath the heart. Solar plex area, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. It looks like Lee says, I want to get struck by lightning. That's great, okay. And he's joking, or she's joking. I don't know if it's male or female. So, anyway, that's, I guess, an easy way to get cleared here. Not really recommended, but anyway. So here we go. We're going to now do the mind-to-heart drop. So like everybody, just, again, sit back and relax, and we'll put some music on after this so you can connect to your own divinity. This is the most important thing that you could ever do probably in your life, is to always connect to your heart center. When you're younger, little, you have that connection. And then as we get older, it gets taken away, in a sense, through the traumas and everything else. You might get the love portion of you beat out of you by your parents or at school. Many things happen. And then we carry that imprinting of being separated throughout our whole life. A girl. Okay, hi, Lee. So, there we go. Here we go. Heart, mind to heart. So again, we have to command the energy. This is why I count. Backwards, one person asked me, he says, why do you do that, Ron? Are you trying to hypnotize me or something? I go, no, I have to command the energy. I could do A, B, C, D, E, F, G or something, but counting with numbers is a little bit easier for me. So here we go. Dropping the energy down. So think of the 10th floor of the elevator, so to speak. So you have some kind of visual, if you like. It's on the forehead area. This is where your thoughts normally would be, between your ears, okay? And we're dropping you down now to the first floor, which is your heart center. And we'll just count backwards. I'm going to do it slow at first. Some people are very sensitive. They can actually feel that energy body move. And you may start to, I'll stop it halfway between at the fifth, and it'll probably be around your throat area. And just see if your thoughts are coming out of your throat. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and we'll stop at 5 here. And you might feel the energy there, okay? And go do it some more. So 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on. You should be heart-centered there. If you think a thought, it should come out of your chest area and feel it in your heart center. And if you do feel that, you're there. If not, just keep counting down and keep commanding that energy to surrender into your heart. Here from Gail, it says spirit leads you to judgment, and it's how does it heal it then? Okay, well, the spirit that's in you can heal the other parts of you that come back, so that's kind of how it works. And just by, in a sense, knowing that, commanding that energy to do that, it will happen. So remember, you don't want to bring back part of your spirit, the fragments of it, could be billions of them, you know, if they're not in the light 100% and don't have traumas. So you don't want to bring anything bad that has traumas to you. This is what we released earlier, is these parallel lives for you. Another question, we'll do some healing here. Looks like do some healing on ribs here. Maybe around the heart area here. There we go. So just sit back and relax here. We'll just see how this works for you. There we go. Sometimes, and not always, but sometimes the healings that we have can reoccur if we have extra densities in there that haven't been dealt with, okay? Some people, I do a quick, fast healing here on the program, and maybe their pain and trauma has left them. And that gives you like a little reprieve to get into a little higher state of consciousness. So your body actually knows then what it's like to feel wellness. And then all of a sudden, maybe a week later or so, it might reoccur again. Well, that gave you the chance to work on yourself, that time frame. Because somebody who is in chronic pain a lot, you know, once you're out of it, you tend to forget what, you know, how it used to be, because you're now in the present moment of feeling better. So you want to work on yourself to see maybe why that happened. But there's many layers, different energy bodies that might need to be worked with. And, you know, that's why it's so difficult here to have healings, in a sense, because of all these energy bodies. You know, as I work with people, you start uncovering more and more, and I might do 10 different, say, healing sessions with somebody, and each time they're getting better and better, and they feel wonderful. And then maybe we do a little session that doesn't really seem too meaningful, although it is a healing, you know, session, just something maybe out of the blue, and all of a sudden that was the key puzzle piece. And all of a sudden everything comes into alignment, and the pain's gone. Maybe they were walking funny before, and that got corrected, and everything just fell into alignment, like all the dominoes being in line, and they're all, you know, like falling down, but, you know, just for wellness, you know, reasons, okay? So what happens is you have to try to figure out which body to work with. And that's the frustration that I have working with people, because you're so much more dense now than it was 2,000 years ago. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just trying to explain to you how the healing sessions actually work. Some people, when I do an emotional clearing with them, which takes about an hour and it's $5 times your age, all of a sudden, you know, they can have miraculous healings. I just did a healing on a lady, I guess about a week and a half ago, I believe. And we did an emotional clearing. And then we did a healing, I did an entity release, I believe, on her, which is another hour healing. And we did it for entities. Well, those two healings allowed her to stop smoking. And instantly after the healing, she no longer wanted to smoke. So typically what I do with an entity clearing, we normally go through for an hour of time and I start pulling out entities out of the person. And so it could just be a blanket healing without having any type of focusing on anything where I could focus on an issue. And so I believe it's here we focused on entities that wanted to smoke. And as you pull these out, I get like a picture of what they're doing or what their life may have been like. Remember, the entities have a history of many, many lifetimes. So one lady that I worked with, I believe a long time ago, who was addicted to smoking, and I think the same healing helped her out tremendously. What happened was I saw this person like in a carnival, and what they were doing is they lit up like about 20 cigarettes, and they put them in their mouth, and they had them all around. They were all smoking at one time, and that was kind of funny, but that was one of the entities that was with her. And then you get entities that maybe like to smoke cigars or roll their own, and, you know, we just start pulling these things out. It takes about a minute per entity, and once they're gone, they're released. Now, that's the driving force that's in you, wanting you to have that addiction, okay? Remember, they have like the remote control on you, okay? The entity wants to live their life through your body. And once that driving force is released, I would say probably 90% of the time, you're basically healed of what your addiction is. The other 10%, we'll say, is how your body is addicted, okay? So that's actually, you know, a physical type of addiction, okay? Doesn't want to have more nicotine or more caffeine, or, you know, doesn't want to have this painkiller or whatever it would be. But regardless, once the driving force is eliminated out of you, you have a much, much better chance of healing. So this is what's needed, is entity releases for any type of addictions. Okay, let's see where we can go from here. Let me read the fast chat here. Emotional clearing and mental clearing. Okay, here we go. So we'll do an emotional clearing here. And we're going to go back, we'll go back 5 days here for everybody. And we'll energize the light beam after these here. In fact, we'll do it right now because time is moving on quite quickly here. So if you're brand new to the show, go to Creation Lightship Healings and go down, click on it, scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And I'm doing it myself right now. And we have our PayPal donate, so I appreciate donations if you wish to donate for some healings that you may have had on the BBS show here, because this show does cost me per show to do healings with you to help you out. So I'm grateful for everybody who can donate or send me a check in the mail or something. So lots of gratitude. And the ones that can, you're actually helping out the ones that can't afford to pay something. And even $5, you know, is a wonderful offering if you can even afford $5. And I have had more money come to me, but, you know, that would be very nice if you could do that. So anyway, here we are, the light beams in front of me. And we're now going to energize her. And we're going to bring in Janina. She comes in off and on. Most of the light beings do not want to be recognized by their names because they don't want to disallow other beings to come forth into the picture. Sort of bring Janina in. And this is probably, in fact, this is a picture of her on the light ship. But she does not want to be connected to that, so she disconnects her energy completely. So just by calling her name, it will not actually probably be her as she comes through here. But right now she wants to come through. So we'll just say this is a generic picture. And we're going to bring her through this photograph here. If you're just watching it, her eyes are getting brighter. You might see the colors change, kind of flicker, become more transparent. And her face will become a little more three-dimensional, may start to lift off your monitor screen. And she's here. And remember, these energies are only heart-based energies. They're only love energies. They don't work with the mind energy whatsoever. There's no such thing as the mind of God. It's all heart energy. That's what some churches teach you. The mind of God, you know, does this here, you know, et cetera. And there's no such thing as that. Everything is in the moment. There's no such thing as predictions or anything else in the light. And here we go. Now we're going to do our emotional healing. So again, just sit back, and we're going to take away some traumas that you've experienced. And these clearings are around probably 80-85% completed, because I have to do your whole lifetime to release you out of them. This is the way the light ship works. They don't like doing just partial clearings, but I do it here just for samples. People say, gee, Ron, I had a rough time. Maybe I had this awful event happen to me at the age of 12. Can you just clear 12 for me? I go, nope. Light ship won't do that. They'll only clear away, you know, all of your life if you want it done, because they're trying to get you into wholeness, not just to put a Band-Aid on you. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do a mental clearing. And so the emotions are how most people feel, how it runs through life, okay? And the mental is kind of similar. This is like deprogramming, like a system restore, we'll say, defragmenting your home computer. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so you should feel energy now coming back to you. And we'll do a clearing now on kind of like heartbreak and sadness with heart energies here, okay? So again, sit back and relax. This could be, we'll do it the last 5 days here. And here we go. Remember, issues build upon issues. So even though you may not have had this, you still carry the energy. Here we go. So sixth chakra cleared. 5 days ago, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third, second, and first, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And there's some trauma there from some people out there. We're going to do that over again for you. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. and just sit back and relax. Janina is going to help you now with this energy as she comes in. So put some music on, and you can have this wonderful experience here. Open your heart up and allow her to do some healing work with you here. And you must request your healing. Here, let's see, I guess sleeping with people who haven't cleared, can that infest you, basically? So can you get their energy from somebody who's not cleared? I would say, well, yes, it's not 100% yes. Let's just say a person has entities and they're sleeping next to you. Yeah, they can do body hopping. So for that energy, yes. Person at a lower vibration or something, that's hard to say. Okay, is it going to affect you? Yeah, maybe that energy can. You have mental energy that can go around you, and that mental energy can affect your consciousness. Somebody who's thinking negative thoughts can do that. So, yeah, that's another yes here. Let's see. I hope that kind of answered your question. So it's always best to have somebody at least cleared out to where you are so that you're able to, you know, resonate with that person much easier. The next question, I guess from Lee here, it's probably people ask you this once in a while here, weird question, why can't the light beings help, I guess me, which is you, win the lottery? Well, basically the answer to that is that I have people on the fast chat all the time saying, gee, Ron, you should be out seeing, you know, more people, seeing hundreds or thousands of people. Why aren't they coming to your show? Well, my initial thought of coming down here before I came from the light ship was that doing a few healings like we're doing on this show here and working with more and more people, that somebody out there, you know, maybe within a month of time would you know, maybe know a millionaire or a billionaire or something like that, and they would say, gee, Ron, you're doing this wonderful work for humanity. We're going to now set you up and do some infomercials, you know, maybe get on some billboards, you know, go to some great events here, you know, go to maybe convention centers, et cetera. That's kind of what I thought would happen. But the dark side, you know, rules this planet, and the light ship isn't down here physically, okay? And so it needs somebody who has an open heart who really understands what's happening. And that's basically it, you know. I don't know what else to say, you know. We haven't got that special person yet. I'm sure all of you would like to do that. The other person from the light ship who's no longer here, was into a family. And that was Princess Diana. And she had, you know, that availability of money. That's why she got out there quite nicely. So she was here doing the mission of Jesus, which is a humanitarian mission. and I'm doing the healing mission. So that's kind of how it broke down. But and the other people, there's a few others activated here, but they're not really coming out yet, or maybe they'll never be activated. This place is just so dense. So I'm just doing what I can do here to help everybody. Hopefully, you know, you can all have healings and understand the consciousness here. And from there, you know, if I feel that if I can save a few people here, get you into your spirit energy, it's wonderful. So here we go. We're going to do another healing here. We're going to do a healing for people who are very, very sensitive. And this is another sample. And like all these healings, I go from your current time, your current age, back to conception. So a sensory body is a body that is the way your physicalness, you know, sees how you are, the surroundings around you. And we're going to go back again for the next 5 days. So we're starting right now. So sit back and relax. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra. In fact, I'm going to do this like I used to do in the time of Jesus here. There's no reason to count back. I'm going to do this for you. Here we go. So, but I normally do it so you can get an idea of what's happening, because our mind has to kind of conceive something, okay? So here we go. 5 days ago, it's cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. 1 day cleared there. So that's how I used to do it. That's why Jesus would say to people, you know, you are healed, just like that. And I do have that ability to do that, but it's our minds right now, typically there's not enough people who can understand that fully. And in that process, I have to do the counting backwards to take some time up so that you can really feel the energy, because there's so much negative energies here, densities, that you may not really understand it. And if you do feel something move in your body, you go, oh, yeah, this is working. And then your mind will open up to the fact that you could get healed. Remember, your mind is still the trap. It holds the negative energies there, and your physical body will always take a healing. Now, whether the mind or not, and the mind is also, we'll say, your cell, your memory, you know, your genetics, is that going to be healed enough too? You know, you have to go back in time to heal many, many things. But basically, once you understand it and you become more open to the healings, and you go, yeah, I saw one of Ron's shows, you know, maybe 2 months ago, and I felt some energy move in my body, and I feel better afterwards. Well, then you look forward for me counting down so you can actually sample more energies. But I could do it instantly just by, you know, doing the clearing. So anyway, that's kind of where we are here. Time's running short. I'm going to do a feeling body for people. And the feeling body is how you feel energy, okay? A lot of people live in their feelings. Remember the old saying, you know, you got your feelings hurt? Okay, well, you got traumatized in the feeling body. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared. I'll just clear it normally. Here we go. I mean, the other way. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. 1 day cleared. And today cleared. There we go. So that's the way it works, folks. Everything is instantaneous with the light beings. They're doing the work for you. I really understand, as Jesus basically mentioned, it's not me. It's like the Father doing the work. So in the Bible, if you change the word Father, and it's not always 100% the way it's written, but if you change the word Father to the word Lightship, you understand the more the complexities and how it was actually done, because the Lightship light beings are doing these healings for you. And this is how it works, and I fully understand that energy, and because I'm one of those beings there. So anyway, we'll get back and put some love energy in from the light being here, and our show's coming to a closure, so here we go. So here comes some beautiful peace energy coming in to your room, and she'll be activated for the next half an hour, so you can just love this peace energy. Open your heart up, and we'll be in New York. Next event that we're going to, WESAC was a lot of fun up here in Mount Shasta. A lot of people came into the light chamber, loved it, and we're bringing that back again to New York and Manhattan the first weekend of January here. So here we go. She's activated now. I mean, in June, not January, in June, yeah. I think it's June 6th 7th and 8th. They'll be at the New Yorker Hotel. Mark Becker is putting on another event. It's a combination like New Life Expo, yoga, and raw food. So if you're on the East Coast, I'd love to see all of you. So here we go. Life Beings activated fully. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. And good night to everybody.